Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Feeding a soy-based protein supplement to finishing cattle in place of some of the distiller's grains increases profit opportunities for cattle feeders, according to a recent study by SDSU researchers. With the increase in soybean crush capacity in recent years, SDSU researchers took a fresh look at using soybeans in finishing cattle rations, transforming soy proteins by using heat, yet retaining some of the fat in the supplement. SDSU Extension Beef Feedlot Specialist Warren Rushi explains.
Make it less degradable in the rumen, so more of those amino acids pass into the small intestine intact and then are available to be digested at that site rather than going through the rumen first. What that does for cattle growth is we can manipulate protein quality and supply to support growth to a greater extent than simply by relying on what goes on in the rumen.
In three different studies, replacing some to all of the distiller's grains with heat-treated soy protein increased hot carcass weights by 22 to 30 pounds per head. From an economical standpoint, Rushi reports using a combo of distillers and soy was most profitable.
Our most recent study that we just wrapped up here in the middle of January, we replaced a pound and a half of dry matter from distillers with a pound and a half of dry matter from full-fat extruded soybeans. We increased carcass weight by 27 pounds.
Using today's prices, that 27-pound increase could net feeders about $50 more per head than feeding distillers alone. Visit extension.sdstate.edu for greater details.